Republicans don't see much in President Obama's energy policy they like, but the announcement that companies can now apply to test how much oil and gas is sitting off Florida's coast brought cheers from many in the GOP. For Democrats, like South Florida Congresswoman Lois Frankel, it's a different story.
Our coastline is so precious, just not only for our environment, but for our economy. I mean, lots of fishermen, you know, that's how they make their livelihood. Our tourism is so dependent on people going to beautiful beaches. So we don't think that the risk is worth the reward.
The move by the administration doesn't touch the moratorium on drilling that's in place, which is why many Republicans say the move to allow exploration doesn't go far enough. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio has called for drilling off Florida's coast.
I mean, in general, I support utilizing all of our energy resources in our country.
Before oil rigs can ever be erected offshore, companies need to know what lies underneath the surface. To get that data, companies will use sonic blasts that are 100 times louder than jet engines. Some estimates are that the blasts will harm more than 100,000 sea creatures, like whales and turtles that are endangered. While Rubio wants drilling, he says he's still reviewing the technology the administration just okayed.
This exploration uses a very specific technology, that's seismic testing, that we need to learn some more about before I'm going to take a formal position on it.
Congresswoman Frankel says she doesn't need more information.
Well, I know it's not good for the creatures that live in the sea. And if it's going to lead to oil drilling, that's not where I want to be.
The move by the administration surprised many Florida Democrats, though, and it's kickstarted the debate on coastal drilling in the midst of this election year. South Florida Democratic Congressman Alcee Hastings says, not in my backyard.
I think that there are places where oil is already being drilled that has not been fully explored. So let Texas continue their efforts. And I would even relent a little bit in some areas of Alaska, but not offshore. I'm just adamantly opposed.
The administration was expected to allow these sonic tests in 2010, and then the BP oil spill dumped an estimated 210 million gallons of oil in the Gulf over an 87-day period. South Florida Democratic Congressman Joe Garcia says that spill is still fresh in his mind.
We paid a huge price for the spill in the Gulf, and we certainly don't want anything like that happening off our coast.
Now, South Florida Democrats fear the administration is paving the way for oil and gas drilling, which Garcia says is a move in the wrong direction, in part because fossil fuels are contributing to the very sea level rise that's already threatening Miami beaches.
What we have to do is invest in alternative energies. We have a natural gas supply that lasts us 100 years. It's time to put some ease in financing to convert more to natural gas and take advantage of the low prices.
The move to allow exploration for oil and gas reserves from Delaware to Florida is seen by many supporters as paving the way for leases to drill being awarded in 2018. But many Republicans doubt the president wants to open up the East Coast for drilling. Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith thinks he just wants to quiet critics ahead of November's elections.
I hope that it's a change in stance. I fear, however, it's just a way of playing to the American public right before an election.
Oil and gas companies have wanted to drill off Florida's coast for decades. Now they're one step closer to their goal, though it's still unclear if they'll ever reach it. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.